We've learned recently of the death of R.J. Sinnott. For 2 decades, he was the chief of the licensing division of the Boston Mayor's Office, and in that role, he was the last man to have the power to ban music and plays in the city, a job that gave rise to the infamous phrase, "banned in Boston." Sinnott passed away last week in his home in Hyde Park, Massachusetts. Caldwell Titcomb is president of the Boston Theater Critics Association. He says the office was a fixture in Boston well before Sinnott's tenure.
It goes back long before Mr. Sinnott to a group called the New England Society for the Suppression of Vice. And that started way back in 1878 and became a group called the Watch and Ward Society, which attempted to ban books and plays and movies. That lasted into the 1960s. But there was, at the same time, a censor attached to the office of the mayor. The mayor was officially empowered to preserve the morals of the city of Boston.
It sounds like Mr. Sinnott brought a good deal of zeal and good humor to his job.
Well, he took it seriously. He didn't like blasphemous references in plays, and so he insisted that Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, that all the exclamatory references to God be removed, along with quite a few other lines in the play.
60 altogether, I understand.
Yeah, and all the references to Jesus Christ, Jesus H. Christ, and so forth.
I understand the production Hair was another one of his targets. He couldn't find reason
to... There are two things... In Hair, one item is the nudity at the end of the first act of the show, but he didn't object to that so much as what he thought was the desecration of the flag. So he said that anyone who abuses the flag should be horsewhipped in public on the Boston Common. And the state Supreme Court wound up closing the show.
It sounds like he understood the power that he wielded, and there were some producers who actually sought out his censorship. There was a case, there was an African-themed ballet in
right.
which the dancers bared their breasts on stage,
right.
and the producers very much hoped that they would
right.
be hit with the Banned in Boston label.
The idea of Banned in Boston would be a selling point elsewhere. And when he didn't ban that particular show, it didn't last very long in New York, and the producer was pretty annoyed.
Mr. Sinnott stepped down as censor in 1980. What became of the office?
It was abolished. I mean, there hasn't been any since. Mr. Sinnott, he was designated the city greeter, so he would go to the airport when dignitaries, celebrities came. I've forgotten who it was, but one of them, on being met at the airport, said, "Are you here to greet me or to arrest me?"
All right. Caldwell Titcomb, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Caldwell Titcomb is the president of the Boston Theater Critics Association. He was talking to us about Richard J. Sinnott, the last of the Boston censors.